This is Homegrown on WQKL Ann Arbor. Quality music, true variety.
And I'm Adam Ray. Welcome back to another week of Homegrown. We do it every single Sunday from 6 to 7, your local music showcase. Today in studio, we've got View. View will be here. They're going to give us a song and a couple of interview segments. We'll talk about how the band got together and a little bit of background on the song they're going to play us called The Key.
Homegrown continues on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
It's Ann Arbor's 107.1's Homegrown. And in studio today, as promised, we've got View. BJ, View, guys, how are you doing?
Good, how you doing, Adam?
Excellent. Well, first of all, you're going to play a couple tunes for us tonight. And we're a little geeked about that. But let's start at the beginning. You guys got together. Tell me how.
We got together in fall of 2003. We got Joe and Mike. We met up with them through an ad through Guitar Center, believe it or not. Got together complete strangers. Found out that we all liked completely different types of music. And listened to and played completely different types of music. Got together, jammed for a little bit. And found out that it worked anyway.
Next thing you know, you're jamming at the bars and doing the thing, right? Yep. Okay, who writes songs?
Craig and I write most of the stuff, and then we had another member of the band when we originally started who contributed a couple of songs.
What happened to them?
He's a good friend, actually, of some of us still in the band, and he had his second kid on the way and was playing in two bands and working full-time and said, I can't do everything.
Yeah,
and
just, that happens.
He just failed.
It's understandable. You got to be able to move and do things and go out. And having kids is tough when you're in a band, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or vice versa.
Absolutely.
You know? Unfortunately, you have grandkids. You don't look like a grandpa, but I'm not hitting on you. I mean, you're awful cute over there with your rider and everything. I'm not hitting on you. All right, well, that's cool. I mean, who wrote Progress? Who wrote that?
Craig actually wrote most of the
Craig?
For it.
Yeah. Yep. All right, tell me a little bit about Progress, Craig. Come up to the mic. It's your friend.
Now, Progress was basically, I was sitting around in my room one night and sitting around on an acoustic guitar, and that's kind of what came out one night. BJ, where'd the words come from on this one?
Actually, Craig brought the song into practice. It was pretty well, musically, it was pretty well written. We did just a little bit of arrangement. It just struck a nerve with me because I was really looking at, I listened to a lot of political bands. I was really looking to make a statement, which I'm not usually very articulate at. It just hit, and I literally wrote down the words in maybe, 15, 20 minutes.
All right,
minutes.
Well, thanks, guys. We're going to come back in just a bit here, and View's going to play us a jam in a while. You can also get more information on View at viewtheband.com.
And now, back to Homegrown on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
It's Ann Arbor's 107.1 and your local music showcase Homegrown. We're back in Studio A2 here with View. All right, guys, and a couple more questions for you, of course. Where are you guys all from, mostly? Because according to your bios, you are all invisible people. On the internet, you click on the bio and it says, like, Jim's bio, and it's blank.
I'm originally from outside of Jackson, live in Ipsy now.
I'm from Plymouth.
Okay. Taylor, huh? You guys are both from Taylor Tucky. Sweet. All right, so The Key. Who wrote The Key?
Actually, I wrote that one quite a while ago.
Well, tell me about it.
The first time I actually played that for somebody else was in a dorm room at Michigan State for a good friend of mine.
And was it a girl?
It was a girl. Uh-huh. Had to be a girl, yeah.
It's always a girl, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. not originally written for a girl, but it was kind of a time in college when I figured out that, you know, not everything has to be solved. Not everything has to be resolved. Not everything has to work out. Sometimes you just move on.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You got a gig coming up.
Yeah.
Tell me a little about your gig coming up.
We're playing down in Taylor at Little Dublin's Irish Sports Bar. It's February 11th. It's our CD release party. Mary Abraham is opening for us.
And we love Mary Abraham here at 107.1. We're really happy with some of the stuff she's put out, so that's cool.
She's fantastic.
You guys are playing a couple more gigs at the Churchill's in Flint coming up, March 10th.
Churchill's in Flint on March 10th. With
and then
the band.
April 22nd in Plymouth, you're going to be at Boulders.
At Boulders, yep. The March 10th show has a band called The Real, phenomenal band out of Flint.
The Real?
The Real.
Really
R-E-E-L.
Cool.
Yep, fantastic. Great.
Excellent. You're going to send us The Real demo right when you meet up with them?
I could do that.
Great.
Absolutely.
And then ask them why they didn't for me.
Kick them in the butt for
me. That's right. And your website?
The website is www.viewtheband.com.
All right, and you can pick up a copy of your newest release out there. It is open. It's released, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
CD?
Absolutely.
You are having the release party, however, coming up here on the 10th, correct?
Yep, you can pick it up at Encore Recordings.
11th, rather.
Yep,
the 11th.
You can pick it up at Encore Recordings down in Ann Arbor. You can pick it up from our website.
And also, you guys are going to talk to Steve Bergman over there at School Kids Records, right?
Absolutely.
Get your CD on the shelf, because he'd love to carry anything we play on Homegrown. So go and talk to Steve Bergman at School Kids Records, and let's get your record on the shelf in there. Okay, well, the key. Here's a guy's view. Giving you the key on Homegrown at Ann Arbor's 107.1. Go ahead, guys.